Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Monday, March 18th, 2024, the last full day of winter. Back in the day, we could usually count on a few decent spring snowstorms, and maybe we'll have that this year. But with climate change, the severe weather in Maine has mostly involved strong winds, ice, torrential rain, and flooding in recent years. And the severe weather events are just one of the problems caused by climate change, of course, but the issue touches on so many aspects of life for people around the globe that it can be really overwhelming to try to figure out what to do about it or whether it's too late. Folks in Blue Hill are countering that feeling of helplessness by forming a new group to work together on the issue, starting with an event tomorrow night at the public library, and you're invited. Here's one of the organizers.
Hello, I'm David Dietrich. And I'm here to tell you about a climate event at the Blue Hill Library. It's going to be this Tuesday, March 19th at 6 p.m. And it's going to be an event that we call Climate Solutions Workshop, Hope for a Healthy Planet. And Peter Dugas is going to present the MIT-generated En-ROADS Climate Simulator. And this is an interactive process where you can say to Peter, say, well, let's electrify the entire transportation sector and see what that will do to climate change, see if that will help. And this simulator will show what will happen. And we're also going to use this event as a kickoff to start a chapter of the Citizens Climate Lobby in Blue Hill in Hancock County. And I know a lot of us have really worked hard to do what we could to reduce our carbon footprint. You know, we've insulated our homes, we've put in heat pumps, we've bought fuel-efficient cars. And it's kind of discouraging because we see that climate solutions aren't making a big dent in what's happening to our planet. And this opportunity to come to this event is going to show that there is hope. There are things we can do, and we want to create the political will for climate solutions. And that's what Citizens Climate is all about. And the chapters are very active with a lot of dedicated people throughout the state. And they can be as active or as they want, or if they say that, look, I just don't have time. This is a great organization and I'd like to help you, but I don't have time. Well, that's fine. Join. You know, you can do as little as send an email to your congressman once a month. And if that's all you can do, that's a big deal. And the thing is about this is that once you start finding yourself able to take action, it starts to lift the discouragement and depression about what's happening to our planet. You know how important climate change is to our local communities in Blue Hill. You've probably seen what's happening to our coastal communities with roads being inundated by storms and infrastructure destroyed. And so this is an issue that affects us directly. And we all have a stake in finding solutions to it. And I hope you can come.
That was David Dietrich of Blue Hill. There's no website or social media for this event, and no need to sign up in advance if you want to attend. Just go to the Blue Hill Public Library. The event is tomorrow night, Tuesday, at 6. Taking a quick look at what was in the news in Maine newspapers 100 years ago today, March 18, 1924. The headline on the Bath newspaper was about a scandal that was unfolding in a congressional hearing in Washington, D.C., after a Federal Trade Commission investigation revealed that several high-ranking government officials had been involved in oil speculation and shady deals involving oil company stocks and the leasing of the U.S. Navy's Teapot Dome petroleum reserves to a private oil company. Over the next few years, the senator leading the investigation would become a national hero, the Secretary of the Interior would be the first one to end up in jail, and the Teapot Dome scandal resulted in several legal challenges to the Senate's investigative powers, according to Senate.gov, one of which resulted in a landmark Supreme Court decision that explicitly established Congress's right to compel witnesses to testify before their committees. A little bit closer to home, Kennebec Journal headline read, Klan endorsed candidates win in Dexter Town Meeting. The Ku Klux Klan had dominated in the Dexter Town Meeting the day before, at a town meeting that was described as being the most crowded of any that had happened to date. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Thanks for listening and happy last day of winter.